Michael Parkinson is a guy who's very famous in England as a broadcaster and a writer. And he's a great northern bloke who I've known through the years, off and on, for longer than we care to remember, probably. I just basically knew him off the telly. I'd seen his shows and I liked what he did. So he was one of the people that I rang up and said, hey, Parky, do you fancy coming on the cover? And I think he was just intrigued with the idea and he brought his sons along to the session. So it ended up being a bit of a laugh. Ho! Hey-ho!
Ho! Hey-ho! It's a terrible shock to the system. I think it was only 25 years ago we sat in that restaurant pigging ourselves before being taken out to Sion Park to have this momentous picture taken. It's gone in a flash. Ho! It's very strange, actually, because my one lasting memory of that is a photograph I have, which was taken by Linda. She took thousands of pictures, or hundreds of pictures, on Polaroid at the event, I remember. And the thing that makes me feel really, really old and indicates the passage of time is that my son Michael, who was six at the time, came with me because Paul McCartney was his god. And he is on every single picture that Linda took, he somehow managed to wangle his way in. Because at the end of the shoot, she said to me, come here, have a look at this. And she got them all laid out on the trestle table. And Michael was on every single picture.
Paul, get a picture of here, please. James, come on. Where's John? John, get in there. All right. The only trouble is that bloody light behind.
I remember sitting there thinking, what have this lot got in common? This Christopher Lee, Clement Freud, Jimmy Coburn, Lynchy. I mean, what on earth? It was a wonderful eclectic mix of people. And yet it became one of those sort of wonderful freaks that somehow the cover worked. I thought I was going to be on by myself, actually. I thought it was just me and Paul standing there, you know, looking at the world. And I was rather saddened when those other people of lesser fame joined us. We got back a long way, me and McCartney, you know. I want the world to know that.